Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 16, 2024, the Fighting Workplace Retaliation Edition. And we begin with that story from The Washington Post. In a continuation of a series by columnist Carla Miller, she says, writes about what to expect when fighting workplace retaliation. Reduced duties, bad assignments, and bogus performance reviews are just some of the responses workers faced after speaking out. What can you do and how can you fight it? Well, you're going to have to endure it and probably hire a lawyer to help you through the mistreatment. Next up from the Financial Times, the first media first audio auditor for Donald Trump's social media company, Truth Social, has quit. Why? Because they didn't want to be associated with the corrupt company or President Trump or Donald Trump, whatever it may have been. Now, who's the auditor? Well, it's a one-room shop called BF Borgers, an accounting firm run out of a single-story building in a Denver suburb, which has been criticized by regulators for its poor quality of its audit work. Go figure. Next up from ESPN, Marty Blaser, who prompted an FBI investigation into bribery and corruption in college basketball, which led to sweeping criminal charges, convictions, and investigations, has died. He died at the age of 53. The reports of what caused his death, or that was not reported, but he admitted to paying college athletes at multiple universities to secure them as clients when they wanted to return pro in violation of then-existing NCAA rules. Blaser agreed to work with the FBI to dig further into the world of financial advisors, agents, apparel companies, and coaches. This led to 10 convictions for crimes relating to bribery and corruption. And our final story is the $2 billion dirty money case that rocked Singapore as a Singapore court has begun handing out sentences in the sensational case, which rocked the generally perceived as clean and not corrupt island nation. The scandal embroiled multiple banks, property agents, metal traders, and a top golf club. Some 10 Chinese nationals were charged with money laundering in the overall corruption scheme, and Singapore court is beginning now to look at sentences for those who either pled guilty or received convictions. So we'll continue to follow that story. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.